A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
White text appears on a black background. Absurda. Fondation Cartier pour l'Art Contemporain. Present. What did Jack do? In grainy black and white footage, a small monkey wearing a suit sits at a cafe table. An empty seat rests across from the monkey. The monkey has round, alert eyes and a pale, furry face and small, dark paws.
So, we meet in a train station.
A suited man with thick white hair sits across from the monkey. The man takes a drag from a cigarette, then stubs it out in an ashtray.
Jack?
Jack, the monkey, purses his human-like lips. The white-haired man fixes him with a hard stare.
You know anything about birds, Jack?
Jack shifts his gaze.
Why do you ask?
It's just a simple question.
Don't worry. I've heard the phrase, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
A perceived fundamental. There are, of course, exceptions.
You've been seen with birds. Farm birds.
Jack and the man regard each other. Jack briefly looks away as he answers.
For a while, I lived near a farm. Look at me. Are my pupils dilated?
You're avoiding the question.
Listen to me. My train was on time. I wouldn't even be here now.
Now you listen. You've been seen with chickens, associating with chickens.
But you said...
I know what I said.
You are a strong-armed man?
You could say that.
I just did.
Well, there is no Santa Claus.
I won't be here for Christmas.
But the ladies have been talking, Jack.
What? Right. With the Easter Bunny, I suppose. Is that what you want me to believe?
You'll not get a free lunch around here.
I read the papers.
Tell me about Tutatabon.
You can burn in hell.
Don't you ever wonder about anything?
The wonder was in my heart, but you wouldn't understand something like that.
There's an elephant in the room. I'd like you to start talking turkey.
Jack looks up at the man. He glances away.
I ordered coffee about a half hour ago.
The man stares evenly at Jack.
You play for keeps?
Is there any other way?
They hold each other's gaze. A slender, dark-haired waitress enters, carrying two cups of black coffee on a tray.
All right, two coffees.
Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, Hotshot. Sorry it took so long. All the outgoing trains are stopped. The place is crawling with hungry passengers and cops. It seems there's a murder on the loose.
The waitress leaves. Jack and the man watch it go.
Cops?
Are you now, or have you ever been, a card-carrying member of the Communist Party?
Let me tell you a story. My father was a pipe fitter for the DeWitt family. I'm not shitting you. I would lay my life on the line for any chicken or rooster.
You ever ride the rodeo?
Who told you that? Sally? I'm a plastic bag specialist.
Is that so?
A jack of many trades.
You ever do farm work?
There you go again. You toss an animal up on a roof just to see the look on its face. My place was raided, set to fire. I'm lucky to have my life, let alone the hair on my body.
Are you going to drink your coffee?
A raft of bubbles floats on the surface of one of the coffees.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
The man nods and licks his lips.
They found feathers.
Bullshit.
Are you calling me a liar? I know why the chicken crossed the road.
This conversation just came to a screeching halt.
Be a man, Jack, and tell me about her.
Go climb a tree.
Getting nervous?
What? You think you just rolled a 7?
Maybe.
Well, think again. I used to hang out with clowns like you.
Where? In Bristol?
Never mention that place to me again. Don't you have any sense of decency?
You were wrong, you know. No one was with her that night. She was all alone, waiting for you. You were so sure she was with someone that you never showed. Don't you know that she cried all night long over you? Right or wrong, she loved you.
You're brewing a poisonous batch. This thing is bigger than both of us.
I'm telling you how it was, for real. Think back. You have no proof Max left the club.
Don't need proof.
The man lights another cigarette. He shakes out the match and exhales a plume of smoke. He takes another drag and gazes at Jack.
I have the police report.
He puffs on the cigarette.
No matter. I saw it all in her eyes.
So you admit it. You saw her that night.
I saw her from the window when she leaned out to see him get his cab. I saw Max.
And that's when you shot him.
Prove it.
We have Sally.
Who's gonna believe an orangutan?
Maybe a jury, big boy.
I'll see you and raise you 5.
I don't bluff.
Yeah, and you don't smoke.
The man blinks. He glances at his cigarette before bringing it to his lips.
Takes 2 to tango, Jack.
He takes another puff.
Oh, so now we're dancing. The party's over, cowboy, and everyone's gone home. The musicians are packing up, and the janitor is standing by with his whore named Sally. Did anyone ever question him? His name is Shelby Tisworth. Shelby was banging Sally like there was no tomorrow and yesterday was gone. And he had his eye on Tutataban. Now, I don't own a gun. I have a buck knife, which I only use going into the wild. I once sliced a gator that was going after a rabbit friend. There was blood everywhere. Before that mess, I'd only seen a red rabbit in a dream.
The janitor, huh?
Am I all alone here? Yeah, Shelby suffers from advanced stages of gonorrhea. His left arm weighs 75 pounds. He could have shot Max that night.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning.
Life in those times was hard. Hard enough to crack a coconut. For argument's sake, let's say I was a horse. Even so, it'd be hard to imagine how hard my first wife rode my ass. I'm a small man, and not necessarily of what you could call good health, but I took it from her for 6 long years. Finally, some banshee killed her out in the bush. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. The freedom I felt was extraordinary. That's when I met Tutataban and fell head over heels. Looking back, she really was my first love. Real love it was. They say real love is a banana, sweet with a golden hue. Yes, Tutataban was a hen, a chicken. I'd never been with a chicken before. In my mind's eye, I can still see her.
Jack looks skyward. The man narrows his eyes.
What happened, Jack?
I don't know. It's all like a crazy nightmare to me now. But let me tell you, you get your hands up under those feathers and feel those full breasts. There's nothing like it in this world. She was the love of my life. I'm not shitting you. She and I lit the flame of love.
The man's lips part. Translucent wedges, like spotlights, sweep back and forth. Then Jack holds out a paw.
True love's flame burns so bright. It's love's delight. Oh. Once upon a time we danced.
Regards Jack impassively. He leans back. A white hen walks across the floor. Jack opens his mouth wide, revealing several teeth with metallic fillings.
Too tight to burn!
The chicken flees.
Too tight to burn!
Jack follows her.
My love! My love! Get him, boys!
The man pulls out a revolver. He moves around a corner down the nearby hallway down which Tutatabon and Jack fled.
Well, Jack, you're under arrest for the murder of Max Clay. Come, boys, and take him in.
Shadows move past a glowing light in the hallway. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written and voiced by Liz Gutman. Credits: written, directed, and edited by David Lynch. Produced by Sabrina S. Sutherland. Cast: Jack Cruz as himself. Detective: David Lynch. Tutatabon as herself. Waitress: Emily Stoffel. Director of Photography: Scott Ressler. Special Visual Effects and Assistant Editor: Noriko Miyakawa. Sound Design: David Lynch. Sound Mixing: David Lynch, Dean Hurley. Supervising Sound Editor: Dean Hurley. True Love's Flame by David Lynch and Dean Hurley. Performed by Jack Cruz. Logos: Fondation Cartier pour l'Art Contemporain. Absurda, a David Lynch company. Copyright 2016, Absurda, the Year of the Monkey.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.